power-sharing talks in Zimbabwe are likely to heat up over the weekend. The mediator in those talks, South African President Thabo Mbeki, announced he's going to Zimbabwe tomorrow to meet the two key players. That would be Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai. They've been locked in a deadly stalemate over disputed elections in Zimbabwe. Mugabe won a runoff presidential vote in June. Tsvangirai pulled out of that contest because of a campaign of violence against his supporters. There have been rumors that a compromise deal between the two men is near, but yesterday Mugabe dismissed those rumors as nonsense. Andrew Mutandwa served as Robert Mugabe's press secretary in the 1980s. He's since become disillusioned with Zimbabwe's leader. Mutandwa now opposes the power-sharing talks. He says they let Mugabe off the hook.
They really shouldn't be taking place. Because what we're doing is we're setting a very bad precedent in saying that in future, anyone in Africa can lose an election, refuse to go, you know, bludgeon, rape, torture opposition members and say, let's talk.
Is this Robert Mugabe's effort to create a one-party state in Zimbabwe?
It looks like, because when the little information that is coming through doesn't leave the MDC in a very strong position.
Isn't that, though, what Robert Mugabe has always wanted? And in a way, isn't that what's always existed?
That is what has always existed, and that is what Robert Mugabe wants, because he will not, he's such an intransigent person, he will not give up power.
I've got to say, despite the fact that Mr. Mugabe was once your immediate superior, you sound pretty, you don't sound like you have much confidence in him.
No, I don't, because granted, when he came to power, you know, a lot of us were mesmerized. For me personally, he was the most eloquent, most intelligent, and most powerful black person I'd ever come across. But being in his office, being so near to the source of power, I could also see some things that were negative, especially when the government soldiers went into the other part of the country in Matabele and started killing people simply because he wanted to achieve his goal of a one-party state.
Right. Take us back to that moment, because you were press secretary during that time of the Matabeleland massacres. As many as 20,000 Zimbabweans were killed by President Mugabe's soldiers.
Exactly.
What do you remember of the time of the massacres?
Well, it was kept very secret. And we didn't know, many of us didn't know what was happening, even though I was in the office. In morning briefings, when it came to briefing on the situation in Matabeleland, I would be asked to leave.
The strategy of oppressing any opposition seems to be one that obviously President Mugabe still employs. Do you think that what happened then in the 80s during the Matabeleland massacres, is it all similar to the targeted attacks that we've been hearing about from opposition MDC supporters?
It is very similar. The only difference is that in terms of the Matabeleland massacres, he targeted just one tribe. But in this instance, it is anyone who does not belong to his own political party, ZANU-PF.
And what does that indicate to you as to how Robert Mugabe has changed from 2008, from when you knew him in 1988?
Well, I've always said in retrospect, I think we read the man very wrong. We did not fully understand him.
What did you not understand about Robert Mugabe?
The thing is, we were so desperate for a hero. We were desperate for change, as desperate as we are now. And we put him on a pedestal and stopped seeing anything negative that was happening. But there has been a build-up over the years from the mid-80s. The decline started in the mid, you know, to be very noticeable in the mid-80s.
Do you think Robert Mugabe should be feared today by even those in his inner circle?
He is a very unpredictable person. And he's someone who has kept everyone else at arm's length. So it's difficult to second guess. So I think people have got every reason to be afraid of him, unless, you are the kind of person that he's been using to kill other people, to torture people.
I hear accounts that Mugabe's inner circle is growing smaller and smaller and tighter around him. Who does Mugabe actually listen to? Is there anyone?
I don't think he listens to anybody. I don't think so.
Simple as that.
Yeah. He's a very strange person because when I look back at the friends that he had, well, so-called friends, the people that he appeared to listen to, he appeared to want to talk to. You're looking at, you know, old people like Kim Il-sung, people like Nicolae Ceaușescu, people who must have taught him some of the bad things that are happening in Zimbabwe. You know, Nicolae Ceaușescu in terms of the kind of intelligence service that he has employed, Kim Il-sung in terms of how he has now managed to control the population.
Andrew Mutandwa, you were in Robert Mugabe's government at a very optimistic and heady time in the country's history. What is your perspective today on this country that is in a complete free fall? It's a tragedy, isn't it?
It is a tragedy, and I feel that the world has let us down.
Why? Why the world? Why not Mugabe?
Well, yes, Mugabe has let us down, but We needed support from the world to deal with Mugabe. We can't deal with him alone, because you are aware of how we have been tortured, how people have been raped, how people have been killed. Now, it needed some very positive outside intervention.
What would you like to have seen the UN or the United States do?
I think we have got to a point where even if sanctions were applied directly, people have suffered enough, and it's not going to make their situation any worse than it is today, whether they've got sanctions or not. The simple matter is that they don't have any money to buy anything. They don't have food. They don't have anything. So it's not going to worsen their situation. But that kind of pressure needs to be put on the Zimbabwean regime.
So how do you think the power-sharing talks are going to play out?
I don't know, but it doesn't give us any hope at all, because Mugabe remains very strong. And also the other thing that I don't like, which keeps coming up, is the blanket amnesty that is being worked out so that Mugabe doesn't face any prosecution. All his other people do not face any prosecution for crimes that in any other part of the world, in Bosnia, they would be dragged to The Hague.
Is that your...
What is different with Zimbabwe?
Is that your hope, that Robert Mugabe would end up in The Hague at a tribunal?
For the sake of future generations, we need to draw a line and say, enough is enough. You don't cross this line. Respect humanity.
Andrew Mutandwa, press secretary for Robert Mugabe from 1984 to 1988. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.